Yo, what's up? What's up? What's up? What's happening? What is happening? What is going on with ya? Rah. What's going on, people? Is everybody doing well? Everybody had a good day today? I hope so. I surely hope so. And thank you from the very beginning for taking time out of your day to listen to me. What's up? What's goodles? Hashtag what's goodles? Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. We're gonna go into part two of Meet the Twins, Blast from the Past, Story Time from the 80s. That's right. That's right. But before we jump into that, any of you guys on Anchor know Patrick from We Live on the Planet? He was in an accident, and I just found that out yesterday on Maria Humphrey's station when I was listening to her. So, if you know Patrick, give him a call, give him some words of encouragement. He was in a head-on collision, him and his father. And the voice message that I heard on Maria Humphrey's station said that it took him an hour to cut him out of the car. But he's sounding well. He's gonna be in rehab for a little bit. But if you know him, give him a call, give him some love, you know what I'm saying? Give him some positive energy. 'Cause yeah, he's a good guy, man. And love his podcast. He also encourages me to continue to do my thing. And with that being said, hey, show him some love. All right. Now, where were we? Oh yeah, we was in the club. Bonsai Bill just had his shoes on fire, and the twins and I and Firestarter had linked up. So at this in particular time, it's mingle time. You know what I'm saying? It's mingle time. Now, when we were in the club, here's how we did it. We did the four corners per se, if you will. Meaning part of the crew was at one corner of the club, the other part of the crew was at another corner, one corner, so we could all keep an eye on all perimeters of the club due to the simple fact that you are in a fucking club. Some shit might jump off in a minute, you know what I mean? So anyway, the other crew, Killer Clowns, Goofball Posse, whatever. What up, Killer Clown, Goofball Posse? Yeah. But anyway, though, back then, I mean, there wasn't no animosity. If you lost, you lost. If you won, you won. I mean, we didn't win all of them. I'm gonna say we won about 70%, though. Straight up, we got like 70% ratio. But anyway, it wasn't like it was no animosity. It was over with, so everybody just mingling. It was like, yo, man, you know what time it is? Tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? Because at this in particular time, this was the climax of creativity. There was no internet, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't create something. Damn sure wasn't no podcasting. Shit. There was no internet, no none of that shit. So this was the process of creativity. Now, mind you, we didn't do the same routine every fucking day. Nah, it was different, me. A process of creativity, you know what I mean? We constantly created routines, constantly, constantly. Like if you came out there and did the same routine that you did last weekend at the club, it's gonna be like, nah, we ain't gonna be able to do it. You would lose all respect. Let's put it that way. So you had to constantly create another routine, to keep it interesting for the crowd. 'Cause we gotta pass that hat around and get paid, you know what I mean? Just imagine, you saw somebody at the club doing a routine, then they did it, the next weekend. Now, if you do the same routine in the course of a night at different clubs, that's different because, the crowd is different, you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, we gotta come up with something new. So, we finished the thing, they came up to us, say, yeah, you got us, man, you got us. But hey, tomorrow's another day. Shit, we're gonna get it on again tomorrow. Hell yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we're gonna get y'all gear, man. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna get y'all gear. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We would appreciate that, homeboys. So anyway, they mingling, everybody mashing up, linking up, pushing up on the ladies or whatever, vice versa, ladies pushing up on the guys, So it's a good vibe going on. So we in another club, you know what I'm saying? We in another club. I'm like, hold up, hold up, hold up. The twins like, what y'all doing? Like, hold up, hold up. We be right here. Y'all want something to drink? Like, yeah, your uncle ain't in this club, huh? Y'all thirsty, huh? We got you, we got you. So, they told us, y'all stay right here, hold this spot. They told us what they wanted to drink. So me and Fire started walking around. Then we got Crazy Horse in one corner. And he got two ladies with him. You know what I'm saying? One cleaning off his Pumas and one pouring. Crazy Horse had a bottle of rum and shit, you know, and one lady pouring him some rum, one lady cleaning off his Pumas. We like, really? Yeah, man, I'm taking both of these. I'm taking both of them with us this weekend. With me this weekend. I'm like, all right, you feeding them, not us. He said, man, I'm good. All right, Crazy Horse, hold it down this corner. Then we go to the other corner. You know what I'm saying? All the homeboys over there like, yeah, man, we straight. We straight. You know, Banzai, what's up, Banzai? Hey, man, you know, I'm going to do another routine, blah, blah, blah. You know, Banzai, he like the baby of the bunch. You know what I'm saying? He ain't really focused on that. He, you know, trying to get, he on the battlefield. You know what I'm saying? He on the battlefield. You know, him and his, we had prospects and shit, people trying to join the crew and shit. So, you know, and the other crew had prospects, people trying to join the crew. So they doing their thing and shit, you know, whatever. Then the other homeboy posted up in the other corner and shit. So, you know, we straight. So we get back to the twins and shit, right? So, you know, we bring in the drinks and shit. They're, oh, thank you. That's what's up. That's what's up. And then the DJ kicked this song out. What you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna have some fun. What do you consider fun? Fun, natural fun. They're like, oh shit, that's our song. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you do know how to dance, don't you? I'm like, what? Me and Firestarter like, what, girl, please. I know y'all just ain't gonna break dance all night. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. You gotta get loose in here. We look at each other like, man, what are you girl talking about? Really? You got cyber shots? Cyber shots. You got cyber shots and Firestarter up here and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the music blasting, we vibing and shit. You know what I'm saying? She's like, you do know how to dance, don't you? I'm like, who, me? I'm like, heel toe. Heel toe. One, two, one, two. She looking at me like, what the fuck is this motherfucker doing this shit? And Firestarter looking at me like, oh, man, don't start that goofball shit. Man, you know, I'm just clowning, man. We clowning and shit. So, you know, she turn around and back it up on me. I'm like, ooh. She said, no, like this. You know, so she backing it up on me and shit. I'm like, oh, boy. And Firestarter like, here we go, you know what I'm saying? So the vibe's going on and shit, you know what I'm saying? Now, mind you, I was hitting her with that country swag and shit, right? You know, so she backing it up on me, you know, we doing the damn thing, you know, bumping and grinding, Firestarter over there, you know, we having a good time and shit. And she looked at me, she looked back at me, she said, wave your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. I was like, oh, shit. Hey, that country swag. Hey, that country swag in there, boy. Trying to tell you something good, take you a long way. So the spot we at, right, it's not like in the middle of the dance floor. It's kind of like in the back, you know what I'm saying? In the back by the wall. That's right, the wall. So Firestarter, he nudging his head like, the wall, man. Get him on the wall. Get him on the wall. Get him on the wall. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what? You want to hear some Pink Floyd? On and on is just another brick in the wall. He like, man, stop that dumb shit, man. Just get him on the wall. You know, so we get him on the wall and shit, you know, like, you know, I grab her hand and shit, you know. He grab her hand, we get him on the wall. Now, they, hey, man, they putting in work, man. We having a good time. I'm in that bitch sweating, fire started sweating, you know. They backing it up. They got us on, you man, y'all know about the wall, right? You know how you, on the wall, y'all know about the wall? If you don't know about the wall, you are too young to listen to this station. Real shit. So mind you, this whole time, during the course of the night, do you know that Firestarter and I never asked these girls their name? We never even asked them their name. So, you know, we had like three songs. And it was like, yo, let's go outside and get some fresh air and shit. We're like, all right, cool. That's what's up. So, you know, we go outside, right? We go outside, getting the cut outside, you know, like in the cut, you know, a little secluded, you know what I mean? You know, out there. So they pull out some weed and shit, you know. Now, listen, y'all probably saying, what's the big deal? Back then, that shit wasn't cool. That shit was not cool. And as a matter of fact, the penalty for drugs in Korea was death. That's right. Death. So anyway, They pulled out a fucking stogie, man, a hog, you know what I'm saying? A little hog, like, this shit look like a baby leg and shit. Like, what the fuck is going on around her? So, you know, they fired that shit up. Now, mind you, we'd already, me and my homie, if you haven't heard the other episode, you can go back and listen to the episode to see where I'm at on this one. You know, we was already smoking that Thai steak and shit, right? So we blazing that shit up. I'm like, damn it, man, what the fuck? Where'd you get this from? They're like, man, we keep telling y'all we from Cali, fool. I'm like, ooh, excuse me. Hey, Cali reputation is good. Cali reputation is good. But me, myself, personally, as an individual, the best weed I ever had was from Hawaii. Shaka Brada, straight up. Shaka Brada. Maui Waui, Paka Loko. Straight up. That's the best weed I ever smoked. Hey. It's all good, man. It's all good. Relax. Oh, look at all the weed heads. Oh man, no, that's that. Hey, relax, man. It wasn't legal back then, man. Shit, jeesh. Oh my goodness. Now, mind you, these girls were older than us. They was in college, and we were still in high school. So my hormones are all out of control. You know what I'm saying? So you know, like they said, they had an apartment and shit. I was like, yo, what's up with the apartment? Yo, shit, what's up with the apartment? You can go to your apartment. And she was like, what's the matter? You sleepy? You know, because she kept fucking with me about my bedtime because I was younger than her. So you can't hang. Well, if you can't hang, would you? Oh, no. It's not like that. It's not like that. She was like, yo, let's go back to my uncle's club. You know what I'm saying? It's her uncle's club, which was understandable. I was like, all right, let me go in there and get the crew. So I get the crew like, yo, we out, man. We're going back to the other club and shit. Everybody said, all right, that's cool, that's cool. So, you know, we moggle back down the lane and shit, fire that baby leg, hog leg up and shit, you know. Man, by this time, we are hooked up. So, you know, we walking back to the club. I was like, yo. Now, remember, I said this is like 1984, right? 1983 and a half, some shit like that. So, I'm like, yo. I'm like, yo, ask her in Korean. Idamoyasamika. I was like, what's your name? She was like, okay, now this is true about twins. They often say shit simultaneously or answer each other's sentences and shit. And the twin I was with, her name was Billy. And the twin Firestarter name was Jean, right? Billy Jean, get it? 1984, Billy Jean. It was like, oh man, come on, man, y'all, man, they had game, man. They was running game on us all night. But however, me and my boy did have some game, and there was like Billy, and the other one was like Jean, and I was like, "Is not my lover?" And yeah, they fell out laughing. I'm like, all right, that's what's up. That's what's up, though. So we make it back into the club and shit, right? So that's right, you know, we smoked that, finished everything off. We feeling real good, right? You know what I'm saying? So we get into the club. Now, mind you, like I said, her cousin is the DJ and shit, right? So as soon, man, like I told y'all, man, he was nice. He was real nice on the turntables for real, though. So, you know, we feeling good and everything, you know what I'm saying? So he see us come in there with his cousins, and you know, like he overprotective of them and that, you know, all that, which is understandable, which is understandable. For real though, it's understandable. So he like, yo, as soon as we come in there, he like, chip, yo, what's up, Toto? What's up, Dorothy? You know, he fucking with me and Firestarter and shit. Oh, I thought y'all clicked y'all Pumas 3 times and went back to America. America. I'm like, man, this motherfucker, man, what's that bullshit? So anyway, you know, the whole crew come back over there, and the Killer Clown Posse, they stayed in that territory, which they did have the club on lock. Let's keep it 100. We'll keep it 100. That was their spot. This was our spot. So, you know, we went back to our spot and shit. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, yo, I told you that country swag kicking in. And she was like, let's go over there by that big ass chair. I'm like, what? She said, let's go over there by that big ass chair. It was this chair, like big enough. I love couch, basically what it was. So, you know, we fell up in there. You know, I'm with Billy and Firestarter with Gene, you know, so everything angling off, angling off. You know, bam, bam, bam. Firestarter come back, Firestarter. Crazy Horse come back with his two ladies and shit. You know, Banzai. Yo, where Banzai at, man? He's still in the other club doing his thing. Like, all right, man. He'd be all right. He'd be all right. He's doing his thing, whatever. You know what I'm saying? So the rest of the crew up over there. You know, we just vibing and having a good time and shit. You know what I'm saying? And basically, it's getting early, not getting late. It's getting early, like the damn sun is about to come up. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was like, hey, as long as the money coming in, they not shutting this bitch down, man. They not shutting this bitch down. Matter of fact, I think about then the shit, the damn clubs were damn near 18 hours a day. You know what I'm saying? So we in there. I'm like, oh shit, the fucking sun is coming up. You know what I'm saying? She's like, what's the matter? Pass your bed. You know, she's still fucking with me on that shit. So, you know, that country swag kick in. I'm like, girl, what you talking about? I got enough money on me to choke a horse. You know what I'm saying? But the growl was not perfected then. It was not seasoned. It was more like a puppy. Like, yeah, that type of shit, you know. It was a puppy growl, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't as aggressive as it is now. You know, like, rah, that type of shit. But anyway, she was digging it and shit. She was like, yo, I'm hungry. Now, they have vendors all over the damn place and shit, you know what I'm saying? So, like, yo, you want to go get something to eat? I was like, what's up with the apartment? She said, well, you just said you have enough money to choke a horse. I was like, yeah. So, you know, we've been passing the hat around. We did pretty well, you know what I'm saying? She was like, I want to go to the Hyatt. And her sister was like, yeah, the Hyatt Regency. Let's go to the Hyatt. I'm like, the Hyatt Regency? The Hyatt Regency, Seoul, Korea. Yeah, that shit was gangster. She's like, yeah, they got, you know, once you get a room, you get access to the jacuzzis and the pool and the hot tub and all that shit. I was like, yeah, okay, that's cool. But I got to ask y'all another question. And she's like, what? I'm like, where the hell did y'all learn how to dance like that? Now, don't tell me what's happening from rerun this shit. Now, this is a true statement. You know how twins usually finish each other's statements or say shit at the same damn time. I'm like, where the fuck did y'all learn how to dance like that? They both said, I promise you. They both said, the Soul Train. Y'all killing me, man. Y'all killing me. So at this in particular time, I'm like, yo, huddle up. So, you know. Crazy Horse, Merlin, and the rest of the crew, you know, they make it down there and shit. They make it to the club. I'm like, yo, man, these girls want to go to the Hyatt. The Hyatt, Crazy Horse. I'm good, homeboy. What's up with you, man? Like I said, I'm taking these ladies with me all weekend. I'm like, man, whatever, you know, pockets were straight, you know, we did a little thing, you know, passed the hat. Now, it wasn't only one hat, mind you. We all had a hat on. So, you know what I'm saying? So, we work in a room and shit, you know, so we good. Like, damn, they want to go to the Hyatt and shit. So, you know, we stumbling up the lane and shit. Due to the simple fact that we could have caught a taxi, but it wasn't really a long walk, you know what I'm saying? It was like maybe 2 miles or some shit like that. Plus the sun coming up every, you know, so we go up in there and shit. We get the room and we chilling, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, the twin's like, yo, you going to buy us something? Yeah. Fuck that. Where are the Holy Grail Adidas? She was like, man, we could take you. Okay. You take us shopping tomorrow. Well, today, because the sun just came out. You know, we went there, crashed, and had a good time. Whatever, nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And yeah, he said, that's cool. So, you know, the next day we go up. Now, they have a lot of vendors, you know what I'm saying? We didn't catch the bus, you know, we caught a taxi and shit. But on the way to catch a taxi to go to her spot to get the Holy Grail Adidas and shit, you know what I'm saying? They got, like, food vendors and shit, right? So, you know, we walking around. They got, like, this little shish kebab type of thing. You know, she grabbed, her and her sister grabbed the two shish kebabs and pointed back to me and Firestarter. We're like, oh, okay, bam, whatever. It's all good. It's all good. Trust me, it's all good. I have no complaints. None whatsoever. So she pointed back to us and shit. You know, she go and get little pocketbooks and purses and shit. She pointed back to us. Boom. So we get a taxi. We go down to her uncle's spot. And, man, listen. They had these jackets, right? They had these jackets that were like Carolina blue on one side, but they were reversible on the other side. The other side was blood red. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, these her uncle's shop was fucking banging and shit. Yo, he had like, damn, how many? I think it was like seven of us in the crew. Yeah, it was like seven of us. How many jackets did they have? Seven. So we bought them. Bam. Got some shell toes. Bam. Catch a taxi, go back to the hotel, you know, and crash and shit, you know, get prepared for the next day and shit. Oh yeah, I forgot about that part, 'cause they've been hanging out all night. Like, you gonna buy her something else to wear to, you know, for the day? We've been wearing this all night. We gotta go take a shower, blah blah. Yeah, whatever, it's cool, you know. So we bought them some outfits and shit. You know, went back and crashed for a little bit. Man, these damn twins off the damn train. Dun-dun. Yo, let's go to the jacuzzi. You know, so we go to the jacuzzi and shit. You know, we chilling. Everything cool. Everything cool. And guess what? The same shit happened the next night. You know, we went to the jacuzzi, chilled out, smoked a little bit more, got something to eat, went back and crashed and shit. And nudge, nudge, wink, wink type shit going on. You know what I'm saying? So we crashed, you know, till the next day. So, that's right. Don't forget the Killer Clown Posse. The Killer Clown Goofball Posse, whatever the hell your name is. You get no light over here still. But I hope that all you guys are doing well. I've ran into a couple of you over the years, and it's good to see you guys. But you still don't get no respect. But anyway, the next segment is coming up, part three of Crazy 80s Stories. So I'm gonna leave y'all with a cliffhanger. And with that being said, I'm about this bitch. Yeah.